first of all, how sweet. First of all, that catch was amazing, but to get in the end zone for the first time catching it.
It definitely feels good, I mean, as far as getting in the end zone, but the better thing is Teddy was back there spinning it. He let it go for me. I told him earlier in the game, I missed it earlier. And I said, I got you the next time. So I was just trying to make a play for him. I wasn't really thinking about any of that. I was just trying to make a play at the moment, but I wasn't thinking about catching the ball, just trying to catch it. If you think too much about it, you drop it.
You see the replay at all?
Nah, not yet. I'm going to check it out probably later on.
I think you'll see it more and more.
Hopefully.
Like you leap from inside the five to the end zone. You just take us through that moment?
I thought it was going to be a little bit out of my reach, so I didn't want to try to run under it. Usually I just try to run under it, but I was just trying to lay out for him.
How are you with the separation? Like, wasn't anyone near you?
Nothing on my end. Just a good play call. I mean, as far as how they planned me and what they were doing. I give all credit to upstairs. I mean, they saw something, and I just ran the run.
Yeah, but how far off Quinn was on you on the long run AP head the other way? He was like 20. I mean, they just gave you so much respect. The safeties were like 20 yards behind.
I mean, throughout the game, they mixed it up a lot. I mean, a little bit of press here and there, but they switched it up a lot. They had a good defense all around, but they just switched it up.
What about the way you ran the route? Did you get in the corner to go a little too far outside?
My intent is to really, I mean, just run the route. I mean, don't try to do nothing spectacular. Don't do anything different. All your routes should look the same anyway. So, I mean, make it look like any other route.
Get him with a head fake?
I mean, forever, I don't remember all that. I just remember just trying to run around and make a play for my guy.
Funny story. Lost it.
JK, but I didn't keep it. But, I mean, hopefully it's more to come. No worries. Not really pressed for it.
You look like you're having fun out there and playing on instinct, and that's really rare for a rookie to do. Like, everyone compliments your route running, but you just feel like that it's kind of coming easy.
I wouldn't say coming easy. It's a lot of preparation to go on the week with your guys. I mean, I don't take any of the credit because, I mean, it's a collective thing. As far as playing receiver, you rely on a lot of people, and they rely on you. So I just try to go out there, do what I can for my guys, have a good time out there, have fun, and play at a high level.
I'm surprised at the numbers you've put up in three games after being inactive.
I mean, I'm definitely surprised. I'm just in a moment of thanking God. Sorry, I'm sweating. I just got out of the shower. But I was just trying to do what I can. I mean, I'm not really surprised. I just make good play calls. I'm around a great group of guys. AP attracts a lot of attention, so that's how it works.
Can I get a towel?
That's not you,
what's been like with Teddy, and has he given you any advice?
A lot of advice. I mean, as far as going to each game, sitting next to him, he just tell you, go be you. Don't be anybody but you. You prepare during the week the right way, go be you. That's a lot of advice that I take. I mean, take it real serious because it's from your quarterback. That's the chief. That's the guy who runs the offense, and I trust him, and I want him to trust me.
Connor, it seemed like they were loading up to try to stop Adrian a little more today, putting more guys in the box than you've seen maybe the last couple weeks.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, I just try to read the coverage more so rather than linebackers and that kind of thing. But Adrian Peterson definitely attracts a lot of attention. And I'm happy him and Zach Lyon broke one, so I was happy for him. On Zach's play, I was just trying to run around for him, and he was running crazy. That was the fastest I've ever seen Zach run.
Just in a perspective, I mean, first three starts, this is it's a lot of heavy lifting for a guy, a rookie like this, that doesn't know that.
Mainly you take it in stride. They trust you. You just want to be able to handle that trust well. Prepare during the week. Go with your guys. I mean, I don't really think too much of it. I just pay more attention to what I can control and building that chemistry with my quarterback. I mean, my quarterback does a great job back there. He also does the O-line. So I just try to be there for those guys. And once you get those guys in your corner pushing for you, it's easy out there.
How many times have you made a catch like that where a ball's out in front of you and you got to go up and get it like that? I mean, diving like that?
I don't know. I don't count them. I just try to make the next one.
You talk about Teddy and your chemistry, but also he calmed you guys down, especially after the opening drive when the Lions came out fast. How important is that in addition to your chemistry with him?
Just as far as your quarterback being your quarterback. He knows what everybody needs to do and as far as everybody's assignment. So as far as him controlling the huddle and the tempo, it's big. Mm-hmm. Everybody get a little riled up. Everybody calm down. We're just going to go out and try to execute. That's the main thing.
I know that you're very humble, but almost every single player that we talk to says one word about you and says that you're special, your talent is special. How does that feel coming from, you know, your teammates?
From your teammates, it's different from an opponent and that kind of thing. That's just off of just hard work and just trying to get that and do it for your guys. But when your teammates say, it's like your brother saying good job. It's like the guys you go to war with every day, when they say good job, it's like, thanks, bro. Like, it's more so that kind of thing, and you just want to continue to play at a high level. Not only to get the good jobs, but just to be there for him. I mean, especially with Teddy. I mean, I'm just trying to make plays for him and be there for him all the time.
And to enjoy it because you got to win, too.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. I mean, I don't really care about a catch, a run, anything. As long as you come out with the dub, I'm happy.
Thanks.
No problem. Y'all have a good day, all right?
Thank you.